I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com. Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
Scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Guys, we did it. We survived last week's traumatic death. We are back in the full, like, crowded Tree Hill, sports-oriented, you know, big, huge, epic scene kind of episodes.
And we cried happy tears.
Yeah. We did
Everybody
cry
just
happy
needed
tears.
To.
We did.
Yeah, we did. I totally did.
Yeah.
Brooke doing that robot just made me so happy, but we'll get there. Ooh. We'll get there. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here, guys. It's season 3, episode 14, All Tomorrow's Parties. Brooke, Peyton, and Haley head to New York, all the three of us in a car again together. It was
cute.
So sweet and fun. So they go there for Rogue Vogue and then off to Charlotte for the classic. But Brooke stays behind and makes an important decision about her future. Lucas and Nathan reconnect with a family friend, and Skills learns how to swim from Bevan. And Karen asks Keith a big question. David Paymer directed this one and Lotto wrote this. Wow. This was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I liked this one.
I like the balance of last week's episode of really intimate conversations and this week's episode of us all being together. The basketball team, yeah. The cheerleading squad, all the parents. Yeah. And there was no Dan in this episode. Didn't it feel
That's right.
gentle?
Yes, it was so nice. We didn't have to be worrying about some creeper lurking around every corner.
Mm. Yeah, what a relief. Because like Karen and Keith could finally enjoy themselves, except not really.
Whitey.
But Whitey
is a cute foil.
Right.
Like, he's fun coming in their room and being like, oh, look, truffles, and eating their chocolate. And you're just like, oh, man, these two can't go on a date. It's not like, oh, man, someone's trying to kill one of them. It's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
I love Brooke's storyline in this episode, you know?
Yeah. Me too. Brooke got a full 90s rom-com episode.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for Matthew McConaughey or Cameron Diaz to show up somewhere.
I think we all would have loved it if Matthew McConaughey showed
really
up.
That would have been
very pleasing. Instead, it was just our friend Sam playing a total creepo. Sam Robinson is a local actor in Wilmington, and he's who played that totally weird guy in the turtleneck, which is, it's unfortunate because he really is like such a cool guy and a buddy of ours from the improv comedy scene, but he played a real creep.
I don't know if I ever met him in real life. So that was,
Sam was great.
Sam hung out at level 5, babe.
Oh.
Sam did this thing though, because clearly he was playing such a creep that he changed his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe Brooke Davis gave up all of this? Like, he did this horrible thing, which I actually really appreciated, because he was like, oh, if I'm going to be gross, I'm really going to go for it. And
right.
It made me feel better that he didn't sound like himself.
I loved it. We had so many good theater actors in Wilmington, so it was fun when they would show up in our series.
Yeah.
Because we get to get excited about them. Wait a second. Didn't Sam also play the guy that gave Brooke Davis the drugs in season one?
Yes, in season one. He's the sports trainer.
He is?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's like all those old shows like Lucy and the Dick Van Dyke Show where they would just recycle actors. They would come back for different parts every season.
But you guys, this is a full cycle storyline, because in season one, when the sports trainer gives Brooke Davis the pills, she takes them and is very messy that night. But season three, Brooke Davis is like, no, hugs, not drugs. I don't want those things. And they're both offered by the same guy. Whoa.
Wild.
Meta.
Whoa.
So
I guarantee you no one else thought as deeply about that as us. The casting director's like, I don't know, just call Sam.
Yeah, Sam will do it. This is it, though. This is what happens when you make something. You go, ooh, look at that. Mm-hmm. You see the connections. You're just more invested.
Hillary, you're such a fun drunk and hungover.
Are we talking about real life, or are we talking about
both, babe? Both, babe.
Because the last time I was hungover, it was with one Sophia Bush. Yeah, you guys get me in trouble, man.
We're fun. I have to say, it made me feel so nostalgic, because there are three iconic images from our show that all come from this episode.
The
three of us hugging at the edge of the stage at Rogue Vogue.
Yeah.
Hillary, you in those freaking aviators looking so cool. And you know, there's the gif that's like, you can't see my eyes, but under my sunglasses, or like, you can't see it, but under my sunglasses, I'm rolling my eyes at you.
Yeah.
And then the three of us like doing the robot and the can-can at the end.
God.
I just was like,
so
oh my
cute.
God, some of our best moments all come from this episode. And I loved it.
That's what made me cry, is watching the last scene where we're all just dancing and being, you know, irreverent and 17 and impulsive and like all those things that you don't get to be as an adult. And you set the table really, really nicely for the lead up to that, this episode. Like, Brooke's story is great. So that Haley and Peyton, we get to just be teenagers. You're like flirting with your boyfriend, you know? Like, let's take a bath together. Haley's being all flirty and young, and Peyton's being messy and young. And Brooke has to decide, am I going to be young? You know, like, do I even get to pick what kind of young I want to be? Or do I have to go be a grown-up now?
I love that you spotted that, the differences in all of our, and the thread between all of our storylines. And it just goes to show that there is so much thought that's put into those things. It's not just write dialogue, put people in situations. It's how do we tie all these things together, you know?
Yeah. And especially because we're all dealing with pretty grown-up stuff. Haley and Nathan are putting their marriage back together. Peyton just lost Ellie, you know, to go through a major loss. And to your point, Brooke's trying to figure out, is she ready for what's next? And it's beautiful to see these kids be kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be a grown-up. You don't have to leave your childhood behind. And it is interesting, now that I'm thinking about what you just said, to consider the fact that it's Brooke Davis who's like, I just want to hang on to my innocence for a little while longer.
Crazy, right?
Especially considering what she had just been saying about being scared to leave high school.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say there was a part of me that was really rooting for her to take the, go forward with the fashion show and just take that big risk and, you know, move forward in life. But this time, the decision didn't feel like it was coming out of fear of leaving high school and fear of leaving it all behind. It was like, after the conversation with Daoud in the taxi, that she really understood an appreciation for what she has. And she just wanted to hold on to it a little bit longer, not out of fear of what if I can't make it, because she would have done, she would have, amazing things would have happened. Yeah. Great doors would have opened for her. So knowing that those possibilities are out there, I think maybe it gave Brooke a little more confidence to be able to make the decision to stay in high school. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, you know, Anne, as a writer, did such a beautiful job. It's funny to realize Anne Lotto wrote this episode and Stacey Rukeyser was our story editor.
Oh.
There is a different energy with those ladies balancing these big questions that these young women are asking themselves. And what I loved was, you know, Daoud, and by the way, I mean, what a
shout. Yeah, give us that story.
Like, you guys, Brian George showing up and me just being like, Seinfeld was so cool.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, for the kids at home who are like 12 years old, who don't know Seinfeld, lay it out for them. Because it was a geek out moment to have him come. We got good guests.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's like to, you know, to get someone from one of your favorite comedies of all time who like shows up on your set. And by the way, who's such a brilliant comedic actor, Brian George is actually a very, you know, witty British comedian. And he came in and he played this beautiful story. And I remember, you know, obviously it's not the same kind of relationship you had with Cheryl, but in the way that when she showed up, you felt very held.
Mm-hmm.
You had like parental energy that was safe for you, which like we just didn't have in Wilmington. Brian made me feel that way. I remember just like babbling out, you know, compliments, and he was like, okay, all right. Well, you know, now I'm on your show. And I was like, oh my God. Like he was so sweet and disarming. And we spent this whole night, you know, hanging out on Front Street, shooting it like it was New York and driving around in this cab. And in between takes, we were having conversations like Brooke and Daoud were, about life and creativity and acting and, you know, living in New York and just all these things that were so enjoyable for me. Aww. And that I think I was so hungry for as a young actor. And so I loved that the sort of sparkle we felt together came through, and that his sweetness so clearly came through. And I like that these women gave you a gentle misdirect, where he said, you know, your life, you know, time passes by so fast. Make your life great now. Start right now.
Yeah.
And you think she's going to, you know, put it all in on her career. And she realizes what is great to her is her friends.
Yeah.
Home. And it's so special. I think that's why it made me cry looking at the three of us.
Well, I can feel the, it was real. You know those times when we do scenes and they're real?
Yeah.
Like you were actually having a magical experience with a total stranger, but you were in a scene where you were having a magical experience with a total stranger.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we've been lucky that we've been able to be totally aware of those moments. Like when Sheryl Crow came to set and Joy got to be with Sheryl Crow and it was like, oh my God, we're doing this thing. And like, what are we doing? You know, like those magical moments are rare, but you know, here we are, how many years later, and you can still feel it. It's still that tingly thing. And we weren't even in that scene. Like,
By the way, we get it. By the way, I love that you just brought up Sheryl Crow. A friend of mine was at her show last night and tagged me in the Instagram story and was like, where are all the One Tree Hill stands at? And I was like, oh my God. And I got that same feeling.
We're here.
Totally.
It was so great.
I love that Brooke at the end because historically.
I can't stop crying, you guys.
Oh, I know, but
my eyes are just leaking.
Because you know what? You got brought on to be the comedy, the hot girl.
Yeah.
That man took you seriously. And I don't know that you felt that from a lot of adults in our space. And so for that man who you already knew and respected to come on and treat you like a professional and to take a moment with you and respect you and to have like an earnest scene, you know,
100%.
I can see why that would be touching.
Especially as a young artist, you know, we got bullied by a lot of the grownups that were around us. And it's very confusing to figure out what sort of respect you deserve and to look at an adult who you really respect and have that person, to your point, treat you so well, be completely non-creepy, be so supportive.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have an actor who I grew up watching say, you're a phenomenal actor, to me was like, whoa, really? Yeah. You think? I like my job a lot.
It's really cool. Thanks, sister. Know?
Wow. Like it can be very, those experiences can be very transformative, especially when you're not in a day-to-day space that feels totally healthy to you.
Yeah.
You know?
I wanted to ask Joy if she connected with this storyline, because of the three of us, it is Joy's real life that is most like Brooke's narrative, because you went to New York as like a teenager. Mm. To go work and had to choose between like, you know, high school crap and also I'm going to go live on my own and like, I'm going to work. I'm a teenager. I'm going to go work. You know, did you see yourself in that at all?
I recognize that room, you know, the party room where they're, you know, the girls drugged out and somebody's hitting on you and you're way too young. And, you know, everybody's sort of like acting like this is the norm and aren't you lucky to be here with us? I've been there. And I always left. I always felt uncomfortable and like I just didn't. It was the same reaction Brooke had, like, get your hands off of me. Stop touching me. Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And I credit my parents, you know, I guess it was just, they always gave me a good sense of self and groundedness so that when I was in scenarios where there was a lot of peer pressure, I just didn't faze me very much. Mm-hmm. I recognize that, but I think also I never really felt the tug of like, oh, am I going to choose to be a high school kid and just enjoy that life? Or am I going to go be an adult in New York? I was always just like, oh no, I'm out of here. Like, I'll see you guys later.
You guys have fun at prom. I'm out.
Bye. Yeah. 100%. So I love that Brooke in the end, because also I was going to say this historically, Brooke would have been the person with, when the routine went wrong and somebody screwed up. Mm-hmm. I think Brooke historically would have been the person that got really frustrated and didn't know what to do. And like, was just, you know, cause she wanted it to all be perfect. So I loved that she just let go. And she was like, I'm going to lead by example here. I'm stepping out and I'm just going to take a hold of what I want and embrace what I came here to do, which is not to win a competition. I came here to be a kid for as long as I can right now. So let's do it. Oh, it made me cry immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we just turned 40, Soph and I woke up the morning of my 40th birthday with a sty in my eye. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And my doctor's like, oh, it's stress related. And I'm like, you think? cool story, man. And so all I wanted to do for my birthday was go home to my friend's parents' house and have a pool party in her yard, because the least stressful thing I could think of was having Debbie Dawson's brownies and going swimming in her backyard and sitting on a trampoline at night, you know?
Great.
Yeah.
And because you also had the same thing, Hill. You were in high school, but you were like getting ready to get out. You were like, how do I get to New York? How do I go?
I made the Brooke Davis decision. I went home.
Tell us.
I got an agent when I was 12 or 13 years old, and my parents would drive me from Virginia up to New York, and I would audition, and I would get close on stuff, you know, or it was just cool to be in the room for like really big auditions. Like Joy, I feel like you and I probably went up for a lot of the same stuff.
I'm sure
like,
we were. Horse Whisperer.
Girl, Star Wars. Remember when they were talking to every chick on the planet trying to find Natalie Portman's part?
Yep.
And so yeah, we went up for all these cool things and it was neat, but I was getting in trouble with the cheerleading squad because I was missing like major practices and games and things, and routines were being screwed up because I wasn't there, or I was in the school play and I would get called up for an audition. And so I had to have a meeting with my agent and say, look, I'm just going to go to college in New York, but I'm going to stop auditioning for the next 3 years. And so my sophomore year in high school, I was like, I'm not going to audition anymore. So I can gain the life experience I feel like I'm going to need to play a high schooler later. Because I knew they cast 18-year-olds to play high schoolers. You had to be over 18. And hot damn if it didn't work out. You
Dang
know?
It, girl. You called it.
Sometimes you got to call your shot. But
that's right.
I like that Brooke could have gone either way and it would have been a win. I feel like the fan base would have been like, yes, either way. So maybe we should do that poll. We should poll the audience and see like who thinks she should have done the fashion show and who thinks she should have come home to the Sparkle Classic.
What I love about picking the classic, though, is it at this moment in my life, looking back, it makes me realize that your decision, you know, in real life, Brooke's decision on screen, it's about giving yourself permission to slow down.
Mm.
And things do go so fast. And it's like how meaningful it can be to say, no, I'm going to slow down.
It's a cocky move. It's a cocky move because you're like, you know what? I could get it now. I could get it later. I'm into it.
Yeah. Like as kids, you're like, I've got my whole future ahead of me. But as adults, I'm like, take the job.
Yeah, as adults, I'm stressing for her. I'm like, the baby. What if there's a recession?
You know? The opportunity might not come back. But you know what's really interesting? You're right. I think it's about trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust myself now more than I did then, certainly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I chose this summer to, like, chill. You know, the three of us do this, but I'm not doing anything else. People keep asking me to do shit, and I'm like, no.
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 I'm going to live for a hot second.
I'm going to be home. I'm just going to be here. I'm going to have this moment. This season is so special. I just want to have this moment. Let's talk about other work stuff in September. And every once in a while, I feel that thing where I'm like, oh, God, what am I doing? And then I'm like, no, I chose this choice.
Mm-hmm.
I chose this choice. I choose my choice. This is
I chose my choice.
I choose my choice. And it's great, but it takes work to say, I can slow down.
Yeah.
And it feels wild to go, oh, man, did Brooke Davis teach me this lesson? And did it take me this long to learn it?
Well, it's clear that this is a subject matter that is near and dear to us, you know, especially when we're young women fighting for our youth. And we were really lucky that the person who wrote this episode was also a very young writer in our writer's room at that time.
That's right.
That must be why it feels so honest.
Yeah. I mean, she was just a couple years older than us. She was like a kid. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, we have Miss Annalotto here. The writer of episode 314, All Tomorrow's Parties. Let's get her in here.
Oh, man. I can't tell you how many times I have been. I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
Things going on in, yeah, there's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS, and he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Oh my goodness, ladies.
One day of sales.
Can you believe this?
We have literally the best fans. Y'all are incredible.
You guys, we're basically sold out. I mean, after one day of sales.
Super exciting to start doubling up on shows. You know, we're only going to do one show in each town. Now we're doubling up on some of them, which is exciting. For those of you who are going to be at the later show, congratulations, because we're going to have
cocktail
hours.
Good luck to you and to us.
It's only going to get spicier as the night goes on. How many people do you think will come to the first show and the second show just to see how weird we get?
Ooh, do we need like golden tickets? Oh, that's so fun.
At the venues where we're doing two shows, we should take a poll, because we're going to need to know who our double up friends are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, guys, if you want to double up, or just come to one of the extra shows that we are doing, please go right now, dramaqueensoth.com, and you can go get your tickets.
We're so pumped to see you guys.
They're going fast, so get them while you can. And yeah, we cannot wait to see y'all. We decided we wanted to be together and thought, let's just plan a fun week. And now I'm like, oh my God, do we need to go on a national tour? What
are
we doing?
We're just going to invite a few thousand people.
Do we need to go on a European tour?
Ooh, do we need to go on like an Australian tour? Yeah. Guys, we'll do all the things. Thank you guys for showing up.
We can't wait to see y'all on the road.
Hi, team.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
I'm so happy to see you guys.
Yay.
Hi, Anna. Where are you right now? Where in the world are you?
It'd be very emotional for me. Okay. So I'm like, this is what I was hoping to, just show up at your house, Hillary. I'm in Massachusetts.
I'm an hour
away from.
Oh, fun!
You should have been here. I'm literally in my garage right now. We could have just like sweated it out together in here.
I know it's so hot. I'm also gonna look like I'm like really like sweating it, literally sweating it really bad.
You're glowing.
Don't worry,
you're glowing. So, how long have you been in Massachusetts?
So I keep saying I moved 5 years ago, but at this point, it's been 2015, it's like 7 years. So I was in LA from 99 till 2014. I came back when I was pregnant with my second kid. Because I was like, everyone's like, what are you gonna do for kindergarten? I was like, you know what? The easiest thing for me to do kindergarten is just move back to.
That's honestly how I felt. I was like, I'm not going to get interviewed for school. That's crazy.
It's a full-time job. Everyone's like, if you apply to 10 schools and you get rejected from 10, then they'll get in. I'm like, that's your plan. That's what people do for school. So I'm back in my hometown, like living that dream in my, you know, $200,000 5-bedroom house.
Well, but by
amazing.
The way, that's what this whole episode is about. It's about Brooke deciding to choose her hometown over that glitzy dream. And so how did you land in LA? Like, what was the trajectory for you to start writing?
I had always wanted to, I think I really came out to LA because I loved Felicity and Buffy. Like, I thought
us too.
I thought they were like art. Like, I was like, and I didn't even know you could be a TV writer. Like, back then you couldn't major in, you know, you couldn't major in it in school. Like, I didn't get any, you know, like there was nothing to do in college. I just majored in English. I knew I wanted to go out to LA. I had a second cousin, like my dad's cousin lived in Venice and I like slept on his couch and got this.
That's a cool spot to land.
Kind of. Venice was never, I was like so east, you know, like the more to the east side I got is like the more I feel, then Silver Lake, then Echo Park, then, you know, so I was like, oh, this is my world. Right. So I moved away from that. And then by the time I landed on Wondery Hill, that was definitely like a huge break. And I had actually gone back to, for just a couple of weeks, waitressing, which was like the end. I was like, I've got to do this because I have it. And I used to like write in my mind, my own Eat True Hollywood. I'd be like, she had started, she was at the Edendale Grill working as a hostess. That was because they were so competitive. They were like, we will start you one night a week hostessing. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. So I had been to Toronto. I went to Toronto because I was born in Canada. That's a Canadian citizenship. So I was there for a minute before I came out. Did that, landed on there. It was a great, great atmosphere in the very beginning with that. So he was the assistant. We wrote a spec together when we were both assistants. Me and Mike Harrow wrote a thing together. We were like best buds. We had been researchers on The Weakest Link together. That was our job that we met at. Then I was promoted to writer's assistant, which is when I went in the room. So the first year I wasn't really in the room. It was like this, I didn't get to see what actually happened. We sat out and answered phones and we got to do little things. I wrote Punk and Disorderly.
You did.
So I wrote.
That's so awesome.
Like I just wrote like every day she had a little journal entry and it was what Peyton was thinking. So I would like put a quote from a song, put who it was from and then say, this song makes me think of, you know, summer, like one line. I was thrilled to do that. I was so happy.
Yeah.
26, so
so you were the original Twitter.
yes, it was pre-Twitter. it was on that. By the way, that website used to be up for like a really long time.
Someone can find it. I guarantee you there's a cool fan that screen grabbed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
I was there for 3 years. I was as an assistant. Then I was the writer's assistant. Then weirdly, so all the boys got promoted and I was in the same level as them. And I did not. I got made a writer's assistant for the second year while everybody else got promoted to writer. Now, I don't know if you know, like the financial jump for that is... Yeah. From 700 a week to at the time, and this is before script and before everything, to 2,500 a week.
Wow.
So all the other people who got promoted were men.
So the two other boys, it was John Norris and Mike Harrow and me were all assistants equal.
Yeah.
They got
promoted,
bumped up.
Yeah.
And I got left in that spot and they actually went to the showrunner and they were like, can we give some of our salary to him?
Oh my God.
Like they had. They were so like, that was so cool. And because it is such a different, and the money is to me what comes back to how, why everything
money's
happened.
Control.
They were making so much money and I was so outspoken. And I was so outspoken about the use of the word bitch and slut and whore and skank nonstop. It was like my passion. I like hated it. There was I remember there's one scene where you were playing a guitar, Haley, and someone shouts from the audition, take it off. And I was just like, I was like, there's something about that. Like when you're up performing and someone reduces you to like, just yells like that. And they would like, but I always spoke up about that stuff.
I remember
and
that.
They were like, you're taking it too, you know, blah, 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 blah.
You're too sensitive. And I think
it got a lot worse after I left. Cause I feel like I like really did actually, like I'm really proud of stuff I did police then.
Yeah.
Cause it was always like, my stomach drops when I hear like slut and bitch and whore. So for them to, when they would use it, and especially there was so much like female against you know, like negative stuff. And the narrative that girls throw themselves at boys when
they wish.
In reality, it's like,
what a fantasy.
There's nothing. There's like, it's the other way around. You know what I mean? Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah.
But this like sexualized, like going after, like that was the character of Rachel. And then some of it came from the network too. It was like, we had 99% female following. And their agenda was, how do we get boys to watch? How do we get boys to watch? Instead of supporting all these diehard mm-hmm. fans that like, are looking for identity. And then they would be like, oh, I know, let's have Rachel hold a basketball in front of her boobs and say game on. And it was like, first of all, like boys can find porn. Like, do you think they're going to tune into One Tree Hill so they can watch that? Like, can we just give story? Like, and it would break my heart because a lot of the girls were really young
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
You know, like 13 and, you know, so
our fan
like,
base is still really young. You know, we get like kids that are like, hi, I'm named Brooke. I'm named Haley. Yeah. And exactly. I'm 12, and you're like, baby, don't watch this yet.
Don't watch yet, please.
I know. Just even wait. My daughter's 11, and, you know, she's in the room sometimes when I'm podcasting and whatever, and I'm a little like, oh, don't turn around. Don't watch them.
Our daughters were born, like, the same time, I think. My daughter's born in January of 2011.
So what was your experience like writing this episode?
So first of all, I thought that I was not going to get one because he kept putting it off. And part of what made the dynamic weird was I sold a pilot to Teen Nick at the time. Uh-huh. And like, I'll be the first to admit, I was a little like big for my bridge. Like I was kind of like, cause people in my ear were like, this show, you've got your own show, but of course that show, like it got greenlit and then it never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't know that when we're in our 20s, we're just like, no. I sold a show.
I was like, so I was a little bit getting, and I was also pissed because I was like, I'm here till 11 o'clock at night breaking. Like I was doing like a lot of the stories. I will tell you all the stuff that was that I won't do this on thing because I'll look so bitter. But I came up with brooking. Because they were like, let's do it. I go, you know what's something that has not been approached ever? I'm like, let's go to female masturbation. Can we do that?
That's we don't even need to hook up with boys.
I was like, let's take it outside that. We did Brooklyn. I did all the letters. Was my storyline, whatever. So anyway, I was supposed to write the episode before where Peyton's mom dies.
Okay.
And I was slotted in for that. And then the showrunner came to me and said, I'm going to give this to Stacey because her father had just died. And I was like, okay. And he goes, I'm going to give you the next one. It's going to be really fun. It looked horrible on paper. I'm not going to lie. It was like this, and also, I don't know if you noticed in this one, how much like product placement was crammed in.
Oh my God. Yes.
So much.
Bevin and the body spray.
And like, let me play my song in like the car. What was the car that you had to mention?
The PT Cruiser.
Like, yeah, we're in our PT Cruiser.
And I was like, why are we in this car? That's not
or the Sunkist in Rachel's fridge. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and can I give you my debit MasterCard so that you can maybe have no fee while you withdraw that from any ATM around the corner? It was brutal. And then also there was that weird spin-off storyline with the family when they go to
Texas
the dinner.
Battle, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That Nathan's
meant
friend.
To maybe be a NASCAR spin-off.
What?
Yeah. So that whole thing was crammed in there.
Another NASCAR thing?
It was gonna be with his family. There was possibly a storyline there. So that made no sense and had to be crammed in.
Because they tried to make NASCAR happen the season before. And the deal was still floating around at the studio. So it was, if we combine, remember these guys, and then we do these guys, and this is the driver, and this guy will be the night security, and it'll be all these people that you've met over the course of these seasons of this show. And
it's not like, a bad idea to do that. I mean, like, I can see how that would be useful, but it just fell out of place
for a writer, just like, cool, let me just clunk this in here real quick.
Let me clunk this in here so you can sell a show.
Yeah, you don't have much time to do it and stuff like that. So
weird.
So there was that. But then I feel
I have a question because obviously, look, there's the politics of you being a young woman in a room. So you've gotten behind the first door, but they're still holding you at arm's length. They're dangling the carrot of, well, if you just do this well, and if you do this well, and if you make less money than everybody else in the room, but you don't complain about it, maybe we'll give you the episode that we promised you last season, but you'll get one this season. It's a bunch of bullshit. And it's something that I think is familiar to so many of us in so many arenas.
That carrot, man.
That carrot is infuriating. And as we all know, it happens to women in ways that it doesn't often happen to other people in corporate structures. I can go on ad nauseum about how if we actually had pay equity in America, the GDP of the entire nation would increase by 12 points. Like that, it would be great.
Girlfriend, but
not the point,
numbers.
Not the time.
Numbers.
I just love a number. But in the middle of all this, like, patriarchal political bullshit that you're dealing with as the youngest female employee in the room, you got this script, which I get in an outline, you said looked kind of like trash. You're like, how am I going to make this work? But you did.
You did.
And you wound up writing a show. We talked about by the end, when the three of us are dancing and all the pressure's off and these kids are just being kids, we were all crying watching.
You took us on such a great journey.
And it was magical.
So how did you do it?
Magical. It ended up so magical. And here's one of, so that last scene, like, is the whole, that's when, you know, and she's like reflecting and being like, I want to be a kid. And just the way, you know, and one thing that One Tree Hill does so good is those codas, those montages at the end, the music. And I was a big music person. So I made, like, it was funny. I remember one of the writers was like, everyone has to have their thing. Yours is music. Mine is sports. This guy's poly. Like, everyone has to have their own in. And like, I, you know, and I genuinely do like music. And I always envisioned that scene with a very slow, with a slow song, with a sad song. The song that I wanted to use was, I don't know if you guys, it's Red Right Ankle by the Decemberists.
Oh, that would have been a very different scene.
It would have been a very different thing. Wow. And it's like, but it, what I loved about it is it has this random line. Well, it has like such great lines, but like the last verse is like, this is the story of the men who loved you now, loved you then. And it was like, so I wanted that. I just gave myself a little chill. Aww. But then there's another line that made no sense, but it was like, this is the story of your gypsy uncle who you never knew because he was dead. And it was like this foreshadowing around Keith and wanted to like, when they proposed to each other, I wanted that line to be there. And so I had this big vision and he's like, I was there with you. I understand, but like, I want him, you know, we need to keep it up and keep energy. And I was like, okay, you know, and I think it still works, but I like wish I was like, I wish I could have just even like edited that once just to see how that played out. Cause it was so like,
well, we, you know, I'm sure we have a fan that can set it to that song for us. So somebody at home, why don't you post that on Instagram for us? That would be cool.
Played it for myself and the thing, but like, and we had a really good time in the room and the dynamic is weird. So it's like, the writers all get together and it's all on the board or whatever. And the showrunner would kind of come in after and be like, show me what you got. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, so we have this and we have this. And we did have, there was one version that was earlier that we were really excited about that got slightly tweaked as well. But what stayed was that just like being able to hold on to the moment of your youth while it's happening, which is very hard because it's very easy to look back and it's so easy to be so nostalgic. But when it's happening, it just, you know what I mean? It goes by and you aren't able to grasp it. You know how the subways in New York City have those like poems up sometimes?
Yeah.
That like,
to calm you down on the subway so you don't stab anybody. Yeah. I know those.
And I remember seeing one that was like, not a particularly good poem, but it had some line that was like,
we won't tell the writer of that poem.
whoever it was, if they listen to this and they'll recognize it. And it was like, when we die, I think heaven is going to be like our memories, not the way they happen, but the way we remember them. And it was just this very good nuance of like, it's not like that when it's happening, but sometimes it is. Every now and then, like the actual thing that's happening, you realize while it's happening. And that's such a gift. And I felt like that's what I wanted to capture. And I hope that I did.
I think that's why it felt so special.
Yeah.
I'm like such a nostalgic person, but that bit when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. My drunky song?
Yeah. So the stars are crying for what we I got to write. I had to register that.
Are you like serious?
Because
cool.
Like an original, it had to be an original line, an original tune. And I had to say it to David Paymer, or not David Paymer, whoever the director was.
Yeah, David Paymer directed this one.
And
so like that was really fun that I got to do that. It was really fun. In the beginning, the quote about being jealous of the angels is a poem that a friend of mine wrote.
Cool.
That I put in. And I was like, Sylvie, that poem you wrote about, and the name of that poem was The Endless Perfection of Your Absence. And she wrote a friend who died. So I got to incorporate so much that I'd been holding in for so long. Yeah. I also named everybody after all my friends. So Bevin Mirsky is my good friend, Michelle Mirsky. So when she was that horrible reason. I was like, Michelle, like Bevan Mirsky, because she got named in that episode.
That's right. We never knew her last name before.
Oh, yeah,
she needed a last name.
I didn't know that happened in that episode. That's so great.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something, but that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama. Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys.
Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com. We have watched a lot of episodes at this point, and this one does rate very, very high because it feels most like a teenage girl's perspective, right on the cusp of having to make these grown-up decisions. And like you said, like taking advantage of a moment while it's happening, not after. And so you being such a young person in the writer's room, one would think they would come to you and ask like, hey, what's it like to be a 16-year-old girl? Because, you know, not everyone in that room knew what that was like. Were you a sounding board for some of their ideas?
I was remotely the closest they had to a 16-year-old girl. I also had two younger sisters at the time, so I still do. So I was kind of talking to them. I think that they relied on that a lot. And that's why I think I got like a chip on my shoulder, why I got like, you know, annoyed. It was so weird to look out and see that room. And it's 14 older men. It was very, very odd. By the way, here's a detail that is crazy, that in the room, and we didn't make this up, but in the room when everybody would we would break the story. So you'd break the scenes, you'd break the acts, break the scenes. And then we would go off and people would get their own scene. So you'd get a scene of like what was going to happen, right? So say,
like from the outline, you mean?
Yeah, from the outline. And then
you'd have to go write the scene.
Fill it in. You get to write the dialogue. You get to write fun stuff that you want to happen in it. And when we would break that up, which by the way is illegal from the WGA, you're not supposed to do this, but we would break it up. But we would call it gangbanging the outline.
Oh, God.
Which is so uncomfortable when you're kind of years of 15. Yes. Are we going to gangbang this? Are we going to gangbang the outline tonight?
Oh, my God.
Little things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't know because you're so early in your career, you haven't worked necessarily in healthy places yet. So you just kind of assume like, oh, it's like this everywhere.
You right. Yeah. And remember the whole thing that came out like with the friends, it was the friend's assistant when she like was a whistleblower. And she was like, listen, this is what it's like in the room. And it does get really brutal in the room. And you had to be the kind of girl that could roll with that and would never get offended by that. And again, I don't care what you say, like, let's go there, let's go everywhere. But like, there's, when we're making references to rape, then it gets weird, right? So like, that doesn't make like a prude and like a whatever. I don't care what we say, because like, you are very open in that thing, you know, like acting and writing. It's different than my sister's a school teacher. When she came to the room at Warner Brothers, she's like, I can't believe the way you're allowed to speak. Like just, and that there's,
well, listen, couldn't get there over is it. An expectation of more detail for any subject, more intimacy. You are creating intimate lives as actors and writers. But to Hillary's point, when you've worked in more places, you know what healthy intimacy looks like versus unhealthy intimacy. And the kind of things you're referring to are deeply unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to be able to be messy to be an artist and to create things. Right. There has to be a space where you can say stupid things or do, you know, do some or offend someone or whatever. There has to be space for that because you're creating something and there is a rawness and a vulnerability. But there's a way to do it that is healthy and considerate and where there's forgiveness and there's space to say, oh, I need to learn something here. Sorry, I totally stepped out of line. Didn't realize that. Apologies. I forgive you. Let's move on. Yeah. But when you're in an environment where everyone's just, it's like authoritarian and everyone's just expected to,
you know. Going to kiss the ring. Kiss the ring.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
When you're in a room where there's 16 people and only two women and the men are throwing around terms like that, it's absolutely unhealthy and inappropriate.
Yeah.
Period. You know
what happened on my very first day? I came in. One of the all the assistants were male and there was a PA. There was a writer, the first year who wasn't there. And the Paris Hilton sex tape had just come out.
Oh my God.
And they were all watching it.
At work. At work?
And I had just met all these people and they were like, Anna, want to come? And it was like, so it was like this test of like, and that a writer came out and he goes, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they were like, and he's like, not cool, guys. Not cool. Now that writer, it turns out, is actually gay, but nobody knew. But I think that's interesting that it was like one gay male that was like, guys, not cool. This is like.
And is that the writer that left after that season?
Left after he was only the first season, I believe. Yeah. So I came in.
I came in at the
end of the first season or the beginning of the second season.
Yeah, that would make me want to run for the hills too. Just like,
yeah, 100%. Being like, this is so. And then just think about how far we've come. That like how. Like aware everyone is of how unbelievably inappropriate that would have been. But I wonder if it still happens with young. I mean, we were all.
Of course it does. Of course it does. I mean, babe, when you talk about, you know, what happened with the writer on Friends, you know how they make us do the sexual harassment seminar every year at every studio, you know, for our friends at home, you have to do this seminar about what's appropriate communication. This has always existed. Mm-hmm. And the Me Too story breaking in 2017, every single year that I was working at NBC, we would do the sexual harassment seminar. Mm-hmm. And they would say, and let us give you an example of what happens when a legal issue is risen. And they would give the example of the Friends writer talking about how the jokes about the sexually inappropriate jokes, the commentary about rape and the racist commentary in the writer's room of that show made her feel very uncomfortable and a lot of it felt pointed at her. And then they would tell us about how she lost, how the network's lawyers beat her in court. So it was, no one's allowed to speak to you in ways that make you uncomfortable, but if they do, we'll win. That was the messaging. And so when we talk about all of this and people say dumb shit, like, well, why didn't you just leave?
Why didn't you
do something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, as you said so well, Anna, it never starts there. It starts, everyone's cool. Everyone's nice. People take you under their wing. They tell you they're going to mentor you.
They probably give you like a cool gift. Like, oh man, you want this iPod? You want this?
Maybe
like
a nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and by the way, you were welcomed into a room where something very uncomfortable and inappropriate was happening, but someone in power stood up and said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So you go, whoa, that was weird. But they acknowledged it was weird. And okay, we're going to move on from that. It's also incremental and everything happens in all these shades of gray. It's rarely ever black and white. It's easy to have the black and white examples after the fact. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, when we ask, what happens these days? This is why we talk about a diversity of a requirement, really, for a diversity of the people in power. Because when there is more diversity in power positions, whether it's a corporate environment, a movie studio, a creative industry, there's less harassment, less unhappiness, more pay equity. Like the data tells us it's possible to change it.
And it happens organically. You put
them. Well, yeah, it wouldn't have been put on you as a 26-year-old to defend all the other girls on the show.
Yeah. You wouldn't have felt like it was you against the whole machine.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality is if we want to build rooms that look more like the world, some of us have to go first. Mm-hmm. And like, you got a group of women on this Zoom who were all kind of first mm-hmm. in that environment.
Yeah.
And it sucked for all of
for
us.
For sure.
Right. But it's you also have it's that tricky. Other unspoken thing about that too, is that, you know, and this is what the friends thing she brought, you know, that there's not just 100, there's 1,000 people lined up to do your job.
Oh like, my God.
Yeah.
You That's are right. so privileged to be there, and you see the resumes coming off the thing. And even though you're the lowest person on the totem pole, even though you're making 0.03% of the person who's doing the same thing, you know that people are lined up to have, and you're yeah. so lucky. So
you're,
it's like,
you're replaceable
that.
Is the yeah. drumbeat yeah. that I kept hearing. You're replaceable. Yeah. You're replaceable. You're
yeah,
replaceable.
Me too.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place.
With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Anna, do you want to spin a wheel with us and do most likely to?
Yes.
Yes. I think we ought to. Let's see what we got this week. So do you know this thing that we do on the show, most likely to?
No, I don't think I've seen. Have I seen that? Oh, okay.
Yes. So we like, you know, school superlatives, yearbook things. We pick a most likely to topic, and then we have to pick a cast member and a character who fit the bill. So this week we have most likely to become a meme.
Oh my God. We were like pre-memes too.
Girl, there's so many like gifs and memes from this episode. Sophia talked about it at the top.
There's like, there's that famous shot of the three of us hugging at the end of the stage, and then Hillary in her sunglasses, and then the three of us doing the like high kicks at the end. I mean, honestly, is this the episode? Instead of a character, is it episode 314 is the most likely to become a meme? I think you did it. I think you wrote it.
Queen meme here. We have Queen meme, Anna in the house. Yeah. Do you have a favorite One Tree Hill gif or meme that you've seen floating around?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'll have to go look and take a deep dive. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anna, thank you so, so much. We'll talk more. And yes. Yeah, I'm glad that we're all on this healing journey together.
Me too, you guys. Yeah,
you wrote a kick-ass episode.
Thank you so much. And thank you. Just the beginning. Can't wait to
do I'm this with you wine next time. Up to read. That'll be fun.
Okay. Please do.
Awesome. Next week, we have episode 15 from season 3, Just Watch the Fireworks.
I feel like that was Harold and Strauss.
Sweet. Well, there are dudes.
We shall see.
All right.
Or James and Chad, one of the teams. All right. Guys. Bye, guys.
All right. We'll see
Thank
you soon.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.